97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck with you on this special Black Friday edition of What's Trending Out There in the World. Victor Lewis joins us, as always, to catch us up on what's trending. What's going on?
All right, so I'm going to help us just palate cleanse with holiday season things, then I'm going to get into my real nerd stuff.
All right.
Because it's been announced that reporters on the Central News Network, that's what CNN stands for, right?
Cable News Network.
Yeah. Whatever. I work in the radio. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
reporters
CNN,
on CNN will no longer be allowed to drink during New Year's Eve coverage. Hosts will be permitted. So obviously, Cohen and Cooper will still get to drink all they want to and do all their fun little shenanigans.
Right.
But reporters will no longer be allowed to drink during New Year's coverage.
What happened to cause that new rule?
See, that's what I was going to ask you. I like watching New Year's coverage specifically because the reporters and Cooper and Cohen all get a little bit more drunk than they should be on live TV.
Right.
And if you had to point to one person, I mean, do you watch the New Year's coverage?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, never mind. I will fill in these gaps for you. There's one man. His name is Don Lemon. I can tell you
Don
right
Lemon.
Now.
I know who Don Lemon is. But
Don Lemon on New Year's Eve is a menace. And I would put money on he is the reason why higher-ups are just like, you know what? Maybe we should turn this down a little.
Does Kathy Griffin count as a reporter? Because I feel
Kathy Griffin does not count as a reporter. But Don Lemon does. And Don Lemon loves getting drunk on New Year's Eve and talking a whole bunch of smack to anybody around him. It is wonderful. It's a sight to behold. I will genuinely miss it. CNN, bring back my beloved drunk reporters. Now, our second trend, probably the more important
one. I'm glad to see that the 24/7 news network has, just as a concept, has given us such great enlightening content for the world. Like, drunk reporters, that's what CNN is good for.
I think that it's a badge of honor for any journalist if you can still do your job while intoxicated. Like, you have to be able to do that, because you never know what you're going to be going through when you're on the air.
Are you throwing down a gauntlet, Victor Lewis?
No.
Okay, good.
I've heard you and Brad on date night. There is no gauntlet whatsoever. Anyway. Disney. Disney is filing a patent for a roller coaster that jumps off the track and flies through the air. The headline says, engineers say it's theoretically possible, and theoretically is in quotes in the headline, which I think is really funny.
Uh-huh.
Once you get into the story, it talks about how it's actually pretty much impossible because the weights of riders and different distributions,
right,
wind, even humidity, all would mess with a coaster smoothly landing back on the tracks.
This
like
is why
to.
Some of those like super tall roller coasters will occasionally have rollbacks, because you can't 100% factor in the weight and wind and everything. Yeah.
Now, you probably could factor in something on a wider, like, rollerblade style track, which is one of the theories. If we just put a bunch of ball bearings on the bottom of a roller coaster, maybe it could jump a couple feet. Nothing is going to be a huge thing. Now, reading this story.
So what we're saying, Victor, is that it can theoretically be okay for a reporter to get drunk on the air, but roller coaster engineers probably should stay sober on
the
job.
That is the truest statement I've ever heard on this show. You should be completely sober as a roller coaster engineer. At no point in your roller coaster engineering should you say, "Ah, looks fine."
What if we just put ball bearings on the bottom of the roller coaster? What would that
do? Well, there's lots of trying to explain things. Like when folks try and talk about Star Wars and explain all the gaps in the lore that Lucas left because he was just freewheeling. Now, I do want to take one second. How much time is left in trends?
A minute.
All right. The site covering this specifically states a video game called Thrillville Off the Rails as the origin point culturally for a coaster that jumps. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Did you play Roller Coaster Tycoon when you were a young lad?
I did not, but like the idea of a roller coaster that like jumps off the track and comes back down on the track again, like that's existed.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not gonna say it's.
I had that idea when I was 8. I think Foxtrot did a cartoon about it.
You can easily think about a coaster jumping and be like, "Oh, that sounds neat."
Right.
But yeah, lots of people built coasters in the original Tycoon game that just went into a pool of water and then your guests swam out. And this is also, this is not really related to our stories. I've mostly wrapped those up. This is just a special coda from me personally. You should look up the history of the Roller Coaster Tycoon video game. The first one, it is fascinating. It was built by one man entirely in assembly, and it can run on any Windows machine ever. It's Dope.
That's awesome. Real quick, where is this roller coaster supposed to be built? Which Disney
park? Oh, it's not
park?
Getting built. Disney simply filed for a patent saying that we were the first ones that officially corporate thought up a roller coaster that jumps.
All right.
Whether we're going to do it or not doesn't matter. You can't do it is what they're saying.
Take that, Universal.
Yeah, take that, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Meanwhile, Universal's like, yeah, we're not going to do
that. We were not.
That
sounds like a terrible idea.